The theme of the scriptures is the promise of Christ and the coming of Christ and the meaning of that. And you can lose that in pietism.
Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, co-host of the White Horse Inn radio show, speaking at the Issues, Etc. Making the Case conference.
The common emphasis is the emphasis on sanctification. Sounds good, biblical, it is. But you get the emphasis on the wrong syllable, and we'll lose our own children.
You can listen to Dr. Rosenblatt's presentation, Making the Case Against Pietism, and all of our presentations from this year's conference on our new audio DVD. For a donation of $300 to Issues, Etc. before Labor Day, we'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo on our homepage, issuesetc.org.
Time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We reserve this last half hour or so of Issues, Etc. as often as we can on Fridays for this little game we like to play with our listeners. It's interactive. That means you have your part to play. You listen, and then you call, you email, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote, because your vote determines which of these four soundbites that we're going to play for you is going to be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email. We'll get them right here in real time in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and then we'll determine which one is Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are also giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four candidates. We're going to play them for you, and phone call voters get to go first. Up first, soundbite number one. Dr. Stephen Meyer joined us recently. We were talking about Darwinism, and here he is, a great example of using Darwin's own reasoning against Darwinism.
Darwin pioneered a method of scientific reasoning that's more historical or forensic. He realized that if you were trying to explain an event in the remote past, you had to reason from the clues that were left behind back to the causes of the event you were trying to explain. And that method of reasoning is called the method of inference to the best explanation. And he had a principle of reasoning that helped define what was best, and that was that the best explanation is the one that invokes a cause which is known to produce the effect in question. And when I came across that principle, I realized it applied directly to this issue of the origin of information, because what we know from our experience, our uniform and repeated experience in the present, is that information always arises from an intelligent source. And so when you look at an event like the Cambrian explosion, which is an explosion, as you said, of information, not just form and structure, we have decisive evidence of prior purposive intelligence, precisely because what we know in the present about what cause is capable of generating information, and that is intelligence, or what we call intelligent design.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Stephen Meyer, using Darwin's reasoning against Darwinism. Should it be soundbite of the week? Your vote will decide. Here's soundbite number two. Comes from Chris Roseborough, a regular guest, talking about how change agents, you've heard of these change agents, they're so popular in the church. This is how they work in the church.
There was a guy I worked for years ago who was a retired Baptist pastor, and he was one of these guys who was very progressive and forward-thinking, and he was trying to figure out a way to get his very conservative Baptist pastor friend to invite a up-and-coming Christian rock band to play at their church. And he knew the guy wouldn't go for it if all he did was pitch the idea of, I want you to have this Christian rock concert in your congregation. And so he went to him and he said, listen, I have this great idea for an evangelistic outreach. What we're going to do is we're going to bring in this Christian rock and roll band, and they have go-go girls, and they're going to be wearing mini skirts, and it's just going to be fantastic. They're going to be swinging off of poles, and one girl's going to be on a trampoline, and another girl's going to be doing this thing on a trapeze. disease. And he pitched it this way to the pastor, and the pastor said, oh, no, there's no way I'm going to allow that kind of circus in my church. He says, all right, would you at least just let the rock and roll band come in and do their concert? We won't bring the go-go girls and the, you know, trapeze and stuff like that. He said, okay, I can do that. The way you fight this is by never making the compromise to begin with. If you don't compromise and understand that their technique is to short-circuit your thinking and get you to be able to make these little baby steps, they're going to be the ones in control. And when after you've made a couple of baby steps, it's really easy to start making full steps towards capitulating to their agenda, which they knew all along they were trying to get you to, but knew that you wouldn't go for it if they had told you the whole thing up front.
That's soundbite number two, Chris Rosebrough, explaining how change agents in the church work. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from George Conger, and he's explaining the media's kind of consistently inaccurate religion reporting.
I would not be quick to say that there's a vast left-wing conspiracy out there to smack down the Catholic Church. Where I think it comes from is an inveterate hostility found in 99% of newsrooms against the Christian religion, against organized Christianity. You'll find your greatest concentration of atheists not in the Soviet Politburo, but in the editorial offices of the New York Times. And their coverage is filtered through that worldview. So they don't understand, and if they what's going on, they don't understand the attraction of faith, they don't understand the mystery of faith, and frankly, ridicule is the easy way out.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's the last soundbite. Soundbite number four, it comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, giving us a little bit of a historical perspective on the divisions in his church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The disruption and division of the Missouri Synod began essentially with a statement of the 44, unresolved, but it certainly began earlier than that. We have older pastors in the Missouri Synod who simply were never, for instance, on the issue of communion practice, they were never taught the church's official position. In fact, they were taught quite something else in the seminary. And we have gone through tremendous internal upheaval. Just when we were coming out of the upheaval of the 70s, just as that was happening, 84, 85, we got hit with the whole church growth movement, Fuller movement, and all those church growth issues, which immediately polarized us on the issues of worship. So it's a real challenge we face to be faithful to our fundamental principles, our confessional principles. I'm a pastor. I deal with issues pastorally. I deal with issues constantly. I deal with issues carefully, but persistently. And I'm not a bull in a china shop, but I'm going to be faithful. You can count on that.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison with a historical perspective on the divisions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Those are your four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's your time to vote and to pick which of these four should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Yes, there is a Messiah in Seattle. Messiah Lutheran Church and Concordia Lutheran School have served North Seattle for over 60 years, and we invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:45 with Bible study at 9:20. Messiah Seattle is proud to support Issues Etc. To learn more, watch our adult information class videos online or on DVD. Our website is messiahseattle.org, 206-524-0024.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Rick Warren is the center of a spiderweb network that crosses every denomination in the world. And he has as much power, if not more, in the LCMS than Matthew Harrison.
Chris Roseborough speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Think of Rick Warren as a guy who has a pan district within the LCMS. There are pastors within the LCMS who would sooner call up Rick Warren or some of the guys in his coaching network asking for help than they would call their own district president or, God forbid, Matt Harrison. In other words, Rick Warren is probably one of the most powerful men in our synod.
You can listen to Chris's entire presentation and all of the presentations from the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference on our new audio DVD for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. We'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon. It's the 19th of July. It's time for you to vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Your reason for voting is always important. Say which one you're voting for and why you're voting for it. And if you're at our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. Also included if you're sending us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can vote via Twitter. Just send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Dr. Stephen Meyer using Darwin's reasoning against Darwinism? Soundbite number two, Chris Roseborough, how change agents in the church really work? Soundbite number three, George Conger explaining the media's inaccurate religion reporting? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison giving us a little historical perspective on the divisions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, listening in Indianapolis, here is Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for number four. I like Pastor Harrison's advice on handling his perspective on issues in the cause conflict in the church, and his terms that he used on being a pastor, persistent, faithful, and careful. That's very important in dealing with issues.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. She listened very carefully now, didn't she? Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Chris is listening in Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Yes, I'd like to vote for number four. I live in a district which is, I'm pulling my hair out because we have a mega church in my district which goes contrary to their charter because they use, they're a member of Willow Creek, and the pastor violates his ordination because he uses those programs, and I have repeatedly tried to get a hold of the district president, who will not talk to me.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. That's another vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, an historical perspective on the divisions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Here is a vote sent in via the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hi, this is Matt calling from Bear Creek, Wisconsin. My vote for soundbite of the week is Pastor Matt Harrison's historical perspective on divisions in the LCMS. That soundbite gets my vote because of how absolutely refreshing it is to hear the leadership of the Synod acknowledge divisions and acknowledge that there is a chasm that exists between pastors and laity and congregations on a variety of issues, communion practice, worship styles, and the theological underpinnings beneath them. And without that understanding of those divisions, there can be no resolution of them. Rather than just glossing over them, they must be dealt with the Word of God in accordance with our confessions. And I greatly appreciate President Harrison's acknowledging and willingness to address those divisions and look forward in his next 3 years to how he will address them. Thanks.
And thank you. Thanks for that vote via the Issues Etc. comment line for listening up there in Bear Creek. It's true. The first step to solving a problem is admitting that you have a problem, right? Dave is listening, and he also has a vote for soundbite number 3, George Conger explaining the media's inaccurate religion reporting. He says, I agree with George Conger due to the fact that when church groups do good deeds such as Transform Joplin, nothing is said. But let a church have one scandal on its front page news. Even with sitcoms, they show people who are believers as nutcases, stereotype. Dave, thank you very much. A vote for soundbite number 4 comes from Cindy. Cindy says, idolatry is a great sin in the church in our age. Idolatry is immorality, and they go hand in hand because we tend to worship what we love. The church is in love with itself. And the church break-offs and megachurches are proof of it. We need to get back to our roots. Cindy, thank you for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Rose votes for soundbite number 2. Chris Rosebro, how change agents work in the church. She says, always gives me a bit of a freak out to realize that this stuff is actually going on in the church. Chris Rosebro is always a wake-up call to the elect. Rose, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Kurt listens in Egerton, Ohio. He's voting for Chris Roseborough as well, soundbite number 2. I feel that many pastors with good intentions have fallen into the trap, he explained, trying not to fall too far behind. We give a bit. At least it wasn't as far as they wanted to go. But unknowingly, these pastors have gone farther from the truth than they meant to. Very well put, Kurt. Thank you for listening in Ohio. Ernest listens in Red Bluff, California. He's voting for soundbite number 1, Dr. Meyer. He says, I'm currently reading the book God's Undertaker by John C. Lennox. Lennox also turns the evolutionist words back on themselves, showing that the mysterious mechanism of evolution is God, is the God of the natural materialistic religion. Thanks for your vote from California. Scott listens in Illinois, votes for soundbite number 4, Pastor Matt Harris, and he says, I'm reminded in this soundbite that the work of catechesis never ends. It does not end with confirmation. It is lifelong. It is an everyday duty. No one is excused, especially not our pastors, because they cannot teach what they do not know. Very well put. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Mike listens in Los Alamos, New Mexico. He votes for soundbite number 2. He says, Chris does seem these days to have many outrageous things, and not just in the church, get implemented as a result of compromise away from something even more outrageous. It's a tactic we need to be mindful of in all spheres of policy, political, religious, and otherwise. Thanks for listening in Los Alamos. Tiffany listens in Johnstown, Colorado. President Harrison is a bit on his bit on divisions in the church. Glad to hear our president acknowledge the divisions and where some of them started and a firm commitment to faithfulness. Thank you for great Lutheran broadcasting. Thanks to you for listening, for voting in Colorado. Still plenty of time for your vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your vote, include your city and state. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is a well-researched. You always know when you get to the end of the book and you still have a thick number of pages that are footnotes. That's the citations. And that's the kind of book you have in Divine Kingdom, Holy Order. A very well-researched look into the political writings of Martin Luther, his real thought on temporal authority. It's called Divine Kingdom, Holy Order. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website. Or you can call and order Divine Kingdom Holy Order from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Divine Kingdom Holy Order, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, 1-800-325-3040. Carrie in Alexandria, Minnesota says, I appreciate Pastor Harrison and his willingness to address the issues that we have in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in a pastoral way. He isn't going to sweep them under the rug, but will deal with them each over time in a faithful manner. I look forward to seeing this happen. All of us do. Carrie, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Kathy in York, Pennsylvania says she's voting for soundbite number 1, Dr. Stephen Meyer. As a homeschooler, she says, I am embarrassed by the weak science Christians sometimes use to discredit evolution. We need credible and sound scientists like Dr. Meyer. I have heard and used some of his research regarding what the natural world reveals about the reality of God. Kathy, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Dave listens in Colorado. David, I'm sorry. He says, I am simply voting for Pastor Harrison because his stand and clarity are so comforting. My past experience with pastors has not always been so good. Thank God for faithful, sound pastors. And thank you, David, for listening in Colorado. The winner this week, according to your votes, soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, with his historical perspective on some of the divisions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The disruption and division in the Missouri Synod began essentially with a statement of the 44, unresolved. But it certainly began earlier than that. We have older pastors in the Missouri Synod who simply were never, for instance, on the issue of communion practice. They were never taught the church's official position. In fact, they were taught quite something else in the seminary. And we have gone through tremendous internal upheaval. Just when we were coming out of the upheaval of the 70s, just as that was happening, 84, 85, we got hit with a whole church growth movement, Fuller movement, and all those church growth issues, which immediately polarized us on the issues of worship. So it's a real challenge we face to be faithful to our fundamental principles, our confessional principles. I'm a pastor. I deal with issues pastorally. I deal with issues constantly. I deal with issues carefully, but persistently. And I'm not a bull in a china shop, but I'm going to be faithful. You can count on that.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, July the 19th. Soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison with a historical perspective on the divisions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LPR bundle package goes this week to Cheryl in Indianapolis. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks again to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you are attending the Triennial Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod this weekend, you can come and join us for a special live remote broadcast of Issues Etc. from 7 to 9 Central on Sunday night. That's this Sunday night, July the 21st. We're going to be at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown St. Louis. We'll be broadcasting live right outside the Majestic Ballroom at the Renaissance Hotel before and during an ice cream social Sunday night from 7 to 9 Central. Now, if you can't attend in person, that's okay. You can listen to this live broadcast from 7 to 9 Central Sunday night, July the 21st at issuesetc.org. I hope to see you there at the Renaissance Hotel right outside the Majestic Ballroom, 7 to 9 this Sunday night, July the 21st, for our Issues Etc. live broadcast from the 65th Triennial Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did Martin Luther's political writings lead to the freedom of conscience, the separation of church and state, and German totalitarianism? Divine Kingdom, Holy Order, The Political Writings of Martin Luther is the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Divine Kingdom Holy Order by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Divine Kingdom Holy Order, The Political Writings of Martin Luther.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the divine service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.